Good day, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Virginia Higher Ed Podcast, produced by Virginia's Community Colleges. In each episode of this podcast, we'll bring you the voices of Virginia's community colleges. They'll describe their experiences in higher education and tell how Virginia's educational excellence is improving their lives. This week, we're talking about one of the most attractive and important programs available from Virginia's community colleges, Guaranteed Transfer. Guaranteed Transfer agreements are in place with about 24 private and public colleges and universities, most of which are in Virginia. Students who complete associate degree programs at any of Virginia's community colleges and graduate with GPAs that meet certain requirements will be able to automatically enroll the following fall as juniors in 4-year institutions that are part of the program. The Guaranteed Transfer Agreement is important because it allows students to complete their first 2 years of college in a setting that is affordable and features smaller class sizes. In this week's interview, our Jeff Krause introduces us to a student who plans to take advantage of Guaranteed Transfer. He sat down for a talk with Jenna Boyer from Withville Community College while she was in town for Every Day's Community College Day.
Okay, I'm standing in the General Assembly building with Jenna Boyer, who is part of a group from Withville Community College. She'll be talking to lawmakers today. Jenna, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, what are you studying? And talk to me a little bit about what you're aiming to be.
Right now, I'm at Withville Community College. I'm majoring in science, and I'll be transferring this fall to major in biomedical engineering at probably UVA.
What does a bioengineer do, and what kind of inspired you to pursue that?
Biomedical engineering has a lot of research. It's a lot of medical research and computer science together. And I've always been into computers, and I really like doing research. I was a third place state science fair winner at Virginia last year with a project that I was able to do at Virginia Tech. And so that's really got me going on research, and it's what I like to do.
Tell me how community college has helped you pursue this, and talk to me about your experience at Withville.
Well, it saved me a lot of money, for one thing. I got a little bit of financial aid, and it's just, compared the tuition at a community college compared to a big university, there's an enormous difference there. And with my credits being able to transfer, it's helped me out tremendously.
I was going to say, you're going to take advantage of one of our guaranteed transfer agreements?
Yes, sir.
So, and you were saying probably UVA?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Talk to me about Withville itself, smaller classes, how are the instructors? I mean, what's your experience there?
My experience there has been really good. My professors are all really great. They're very inspiring, and they all are very good at what they do. They know what they're teaching, and they really like what they do. And that makes a difference to have somebody teaching you that likes to do it. It's a small school, which is really good. I'm close to home, which is really good, saving money there too.
What was your impression of community college before you ended up at Withville?
Well, I've had a couple family members that attended there, and they really liked it, and it helped them a lot too. So that influenced my decision a lot.
And what would you tell someone who was thinking, maybe I'll go to a community college?
Do it. If it's going to transfer to your other college, if you go to a Virginia college, your transfer credits are guaranteed to transfer. So why not do it? It'll save you a lot of money. So,
is this your first trip to the General Assembly?
Yes, sir, it is.
Are you excited?
Very excited. We just finished meeting with Senator Wampler, and we had a good meeting with him. He's a very nice guy.
What did you guys talk about with the senator? I mean, he's pretty influential, the highest-ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee.
He is, and he's very good with students. He really liked meeting with us, and he didn't want to leave, actually. But he talked about the budget cuts that they were having to do, and we talked with him about that and financial aid and just about school.
I was going to say, that's my last question. What do you tell him, and what do you tell the other lawmakers you'll be meeting with today?
Thank you for their support that they've been giving us so far, and for their continued support, asking for more support in the future, not to take money away from us, because we're important too. So,
okay, Jenna, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jenna, and thanks to Jeff for bringing us that interview. You can read more about the Guaranteed Transfer Agreement on the Virginia Community College website at myfuture.vccs.edu/transfer. Information about Guaranteed Transfer Agreements will also be on display during the week of February 9 at the General Assembly. More information on those displays can be found on the Virginia Higher Ed blog at www.vahighered.com. We'd love to hear your feedback about Virginia Higher Ed Podcast. Please contact us by emailing VHEPodcast, that's all one word, VHEPodcast@vccs.edu. Thanks for listening to Virginia Higher Ed Podcast.